time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Hello, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
What was last week's challenge?
Yeah, it came from listener Robert Render of Skokie, Illinois, and I said it's more challenging than it sounds. Name a well-known tourist locale that attracts millions of visitors a year. It has a two-word name. The first word is a number, and that number is the same as the total number of letters in the name. What site is it? And the answer is Ocho Rios in Jamaica. Ocho, of course, is Spanish for eight, and there are eight letters in Ocho Rios.
We received over 600 correct responses, and the winner is Alex Hart of Havertown, Pennsylvania. Congratulations, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Lulu. I really am excited to be participating. This is my second time on the air with Will, and my wife won once before, but we've been playing for so many years and entering for so many years, I guess your number comes up eventually.
I guess so. But, you know, whenever anyone says that, a lot of people get very angry because they're like, we've been waiting for so long for our big chance.
Oh, I get angrier when someone says, this was my first puzzle, you know?
Fair enough. So how'd you figure it out?
I think part of the clue was that it was going to be complicated. So I thought perhaps numbers in a foreign language. So I started with French and then I went to German, and eventually I worked my way to Spanish. And when I got to the word Ocho, I don't know, I'm not really familiar with Ocho Rios, but something clicked in my head. So I Googled a little bit, and sure enough, Ocho Rios came up, and bingo, that was it.
Bingo, that was it. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I better be.
All right, Will, take it away.
All right, Alex. Every answer today is a four-letter word that's composed of two consecutive state postal abbreviations.
Ah.
For example, if I said similar, you would say akin, A-K-I-N, which is Alaska and Indiana.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Number one is what a volcano spews.
Lava.
That's right. Louisiana, Virginia. Mineral that comes in thin layers.
Mineral that comes in thin layers.
Kind of flakes off. It's translucent.
Oh, well, I think of quartz, but that's not it. Mica, Michigan and California, yes.
Mica is it, Michigan and California. There you go. A breeze.
A breeze. Well, wind, Wisconsin and North Dakota.
That's it. Like moist grass in the morning.
Dewey, Delaware and Wyoming.
Good. To stash away.
To stash away is to hide, Hawaii and Delaware.
That's it. Arrived.
Arrived. Came, California and Maine.
That's it. An opera solo.
Aria, Arkansas and Iowa.
That's it. A grand party as a black tie affair.
A gala, Georgia and Louisiana.
Excellent. A hotel employee who makes beds.
That would be a maid, Massachusetts and Idaho.
That's it. An unconscious state.
Unconscious state would be coma, Colorado and Massachusetts.
That's it. Sound of a siren.
Sound of a siren. A whale. That would be Washington and Illinois.
Right. An inter-office note.
That would be a memo. That would be Maine and Missouri.
That's it. Donations to the poor once.
Donations to the poor would be alms, which is AL, Alabama, and Mississippi.
Right next to each other. And your last one is numerous.
Many, Massachusetts and New York.
Nice
you
job.
You did amazingly well. How do you feel?
A little nerve-wracked, but I think I'll survive.
You did absolutely an amazing job. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Alex, which member station do you listen to?
WHYY in Philadelphia.
Alex Hart of Havertown, Pennsylvania, thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Oh, thank you, both of you. Really appreciated it.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yeah, it comes from Ed Pegg Jr. of Champaign, Illinois. Take the phrase, zany box kept him, write it in capital letters. Something is special about the 14 letters in this sentence that sets them apart from all the other 12 letters of the alphabet. What is it? So again, the phrase is, zany box kept him. Do it in capital letters. What is special about the 14 letters in this sentence that sets them apart from all the other 12 letters of the alphabet?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is this Thursday, March 25th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.